The name Sergei Magnitsky is not well known in this country. He was a Russian lawyer, and 2 years ago this week he was found dead in his prison cell in Moscow. The event has had serious international repercussions. For one thing, it spiked tensions between the U.S. and Russia. American officials believe Magnitsky's death was the result of criminal conduct by a number of Russian officials. Yesterday, the U.S. State Department called on Russia to hold the officials involved accountable for their actions. Magnitsky's mother, Natalia, has also filed a complaint in which she alleges that her son was illegally arrested, tortured, and murdered. The BBC's Daniel Sanford is in Moscow. He's been following the story. Let's start with some background, Daniel. Who was Sergei Magnitsky?
Sergei Magnitsky was a young lawyer working for a company in Moscow who were hired by a British company called Hermitage Capital, who were one of the big funds investing in Russia. Sergei Magnitsky discovered that a company had, as it were, been separated away from Hermitage Capital and had then had a tax refund given to it, which turned out to be entirely fraudulent. Essentially, some officials in the tax department, Sergei Magnitsky believed, had given themselves an enormous tax refund of almost $200 million, which he believed they'd effectively embezzled and used for their own ends and those of their co-conspirators.
And so how was he arrested?
Well, Sergei Magnitsky was arrested by the very same people that he'd accused of embezzling this money. They accused him of being involved somehow in tax fraud and threw him into prison.
So how has the Russian government explained how he died in prison?
Well, for a long time, they didn't say anything. And then earlier this year, a Human Rights Commission set up by the president came up with a report suggesting that somehow it was the prison officials that were responsible, a prison doctor and one of the people involved in the running of the prison had been negligent in his care and had allowed him effectively to die. But that same report also said that Sergei Magnitsky had been badly beaten in the days before his death.
Now, his employer, Hermitage Capital, are also calling for an investigation into his death. What does it mean in Russia when a white-collar financial institution like Hermitage Capital says the government's explanation isn't satisfactory?
Well, you'd have thought it would have a big effect, but actually in some ways it doesn't. Hermitage Capital had already somehow fallen out of favour with the Russian government. Bill Browder, who's the man who runs Hermitage Capital, had had to leave the country in the build-up to the Sergei Magnitsky
arrest. And he's a Brit, right?
He's British. He'd already had to leave the country under investigation, and this was what he was trying to dig himself out of when Sergei Magnitsky was arrested. And the Russian government for 2 years now have avoided the calls from Hermitage Capital that they should do more about investigating Sergei Magnitsky's death. But in the last year, really, between the first and second anniversary of Sergei Magnitsky's death, the pressure from abroad has been building, and particularly the pressure from the United States. And the Russian government has started to understand that it's going to have to answer the questions about exactly how it was that Sergei Magnitsky started being investigated and how it was that he died.
Mm. Sergei Magnitsky's mother, understandably, is quite upset, and she, too, wants a full investigation into the death of her son. She spoke with the BBC program Outlook about what he wrote in his diaries about his conditions in prison. Let's have a listen.
There was only maybe 2 square meters per person in the prison cell where he was kept. There was no hot water. At one instance, they had a leakage of the sewage system, and all the excrements were on the floor for 36 hours, and they couldn't breathe and they couldn't walk there, and nobody really cared. They didn't have windows at some point in September. In Russia, that's a cold season. At the same time, they didn't really let him use his warm clothes.
That's Natalia, the mother of the late Sergei Magnitsky, speaking about his conditions in prison in Moscow. The BBC's Daniel Sanford in Moscow, Magnitsky's death has caused diplomatic repercussions between the U.S. and Russia. What's the latest there?
Well, the main thing is that a bill was passed through the U.S. Congress, which has effectively put a block on 60 Russian officials that the senators, including John McCain, who sponsored the bill, said were involved in the fraud and in Sergei Magnitsky's death. And they've had a block on any entry into the United States. They've effectively had a visa ban. That's caused great upset in Moscow, and they've retaliated by creating their own list of American officials that they say will not be welcome in Russia, and that's principally American officials that they say were involved in the illegal detention and mistreatment of prisoners.
How's this all going to play out? Will the world know eventually how Sergei Magnitsky really died?
Things like this are incredibly difficult to predict in Russia. For some reason, the Russian government has felt that it didn't want to probe into this too far. It's unclear why, who's protecting who and why. But you never know when someone's protection might disappear, as it were, and they may suddenly find themselves exposed. While President Medvedev was around, it felt as if at some point the truth of this would inevitably come out. But now we know that he will be standing down in the spring, and it's almost inevitable that Vladimir Putin will return to the presidency. Nobody really knows where he stands on this particular issue, and I think it's likely to be very much down to him. And meanwhile, the officials that Sergei Magnitsky accused of stealing all this money have very clearly become exceptionally rich, according to Hermitage Capital. They've produced a huge dossier of facts on these officials who appear to have multi-million dollar property portfolios, very, very expensive cars, and all this on each of them having salaries of less than $100,000 a year.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford in Moscow.